plea to stop using ad-blocking software. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Technology news site Ars Technica says up to 40% of its readers are using software that strips the site of ads. Ad-blocking denies revenue to Ars Technica, according to editor-in-chief Ken Fisher. So just a few days ago, the site ran a little experiment designed to call attention to the downside of ad blocking. It prevented readers who were using a specific ad blocking program from looking at the site.
Well, we've been experimenting in the last month or so with various ways to either guilt ad blockers or just block them. And we came up with a way to block them. So we decided that we would do an experiment. Late Friday night, early Saturday morning, we would make it so if you were using a particular ad blocking program, you wouldn't see our content.
All right, so why are ad blockers a big problem for your site?
Well, the big misconception out there was that sites get paid if you click on an ad. If you're the kind of person who never clicks on an ad, maybe you think, I'll just put this ad blocker on and nothing changes. But in reality, most websites, especially large ones, are paid when an ad is viewed. So if you are not viewing ads, we're paying staff to produce content. We're paying for the bandwidth that sends that content to you, but we're getting nothing in return.
After you blocked an ad blocker for a while and essentially denied your site to those using that particular tool, what kind of response did you get?
The first was the one we predicted. Oh, you! How dare you? The internet wants to be free, and you're just an evil person because you expect to be, you know, rich or something like this. The second one that we were not expecting were the people who came out and said, gee, you know, I totally forgot I even installed this. We love you guys. We're kind of sorry we're doing this, and we're going to, you know, either remove the ad blocker entirely or we're going to whitelist the sites that we really like.
I find myself feeling sort of split sympathies here. On the one hand, I find a lot of advertising to be really intrusive, and I like the idea of being able to shield myself from it and give myself a richer internet experience. On the other hand, I totally hear what you're saying, which is we're spending a lot of money to produce this content, and we can't get any money back for it if everyone's using ad blockers.
My personal philosophy, the philosophy I live by, is if a site has really obnoxious advertising, I don't go there. It also really matters what kind of site you're visiting, too. Some sites are better than others, and I think that a well-thought-out email to a site operator that says, hey, look, I'd really love to read your site, but I'm not going to because you've got horrible ads, those emails are paid attention to. They really are.
Some folks will say, look, we're sending a message to you, you know, even though you may have tasteful advertising, we don't want advertising at all. Maybe 40% of your audience is saying that to you, and maybe they're saying, find another way.
We definitely had people who just came out and said, look, we don't like advertising, period. And you know, we have offered since 2001 a subscription where you can pay us. And if you pay us, then fine. You know, we don't care so much. If you're a subscriber, you get an ad-free browsing experience. I think people just have to face reality, which is that there are real people producing this content, and it takes money.
Ken Fisher is editor-in-chief of Ars Technica. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.